Today's July U.S. CPI report is the main event for global markets and could prove decisive for whether the Federal Reserve raises rates in September. Headline inflation is expected to rise 0.1% on the month, following June's 0.4% decline, while the annual rate is forecast to ease from 3.5% to 3.4%. Core CPI is expected to increase 0.2% monthly and slow from 2.6% to 2.5% annually. The softer headline forecast largely reflects lower average gasoline prices during July. However, energy prices rebounded later in the month as the conflict with Iran intensified and restrictions through the Strait of Hormuz continued. This means the Fed will be more focused on whether inflation is spreading through core goods and services. June included several unusually weak categories, raising the possibility of some payback in July. Shelter, airfares, healthcare, and other services will therefore be closely watched, particularly given the continued persistence of wage-sensitive services inflation. The report carries added importance after the disappointing July employment data exposed greater downside risk in the labor market. Markets currently see a September rate increase as roughly a coin toss, leaving inflation as the key swing factor for the Fed. A core reading of 0.3% or higher would strengthen the case for a September hike, lifting Treasury yields and the dollar while weighing on equities, gold, and likely digital assets. A reading below 0.2% would encourage expectations that the Fed can remain on hold, likely weakening the dollar and supporting risk assets. The complication is that today's report is backward-looking. Even a benign reading may offer only temporary reassurance if oil continues to rise. The most market-friendly outcome would therefore be softer core inflation combined with signs that Middle East tensions and energy prices are beginning to ease. That's all for now.